Could you start by explaining a little bit of what you do in your position as volunteer coordinator and family outreach services?
So I think I have the best job. The family services part is what I'm currently very busy working on right now, which is selecting our next four families that will be moving into two duplexes in Sylt. So I get to work with folks that are in the community that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford to own a home, and through our program, they get to experience home ownership.
What's the mission of Habitat for Humanity?
We like to say we are providing a hand up, not a hand out, through home ownership. I think one of the big misconceptions about Habitat as an organization is that we give away homes. None of the Habitat for Humanities across the world give away homes. Every family has a mortgage that they can afford, so they're just getting a little bit of a help. Also, one of the big aspects of Habitat is what we call sweat equity. So every family, again, throughout the world, has to come out and actually help build their home alongside of the Habitat staff and the volunteers in the community. So I like to think of it as an old-fashioned barn raising, everyone coming together for families to own a home. Habitat for Humanity is in 80 countries. We call ourselves affiliates, and there's approximately 1,500 affiliates in the United States.
And so, how did this one get started in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Yeah, so this affiliate started back in 2000 with just a bunch of volunteers who came together and saw the obvious need for affordable housing in our community. And so the very first Habitat home that was built was in Emma. A family donated the land, and we built our first house. And we will be completing house number 30 and 31 this May. Then we'll be building two more duplexes right next door in Sylt. And those are the homes that I'm looking to select the families for right now.
So, how do you go about choosing the four families that are going to receive a home?
It is very challenging. So we are looking for families that are both needy and ready to be a homeowner. So some of the qualifications are you have to have lived or worked in our area, which is Aspen to Parachute, for the last 12 months, to be a legal resident or citizen of the United States. And then number three is an income range. So currently the income range is between $25,000 and $57,000 per year that a family needs to be making.
And how does the restore factor in?
The restore is the main important aspect because the restore is what allows us to fund the homes and make up for the difference because obviously we're selling the homes at what the families can afford, not what it costs to build, nor what they're valued at. And so all of the funds that we make at the restore allow us to build the homes. We have a beautiful, brand new restore that we like to call Restore 2.0. It's located in between lovely Carbondale and Glenwood, right on Highway 82. We're calling this our 2.0 because we own this building. We promote the concept of home ownership, yet for many years we've been renters. Owning this building allows our nonprofit to be sustainable in the future. We have fixed costs. We know we get to be there, and we get to sell our gently used furniture and items that the community so generously donates. We have anything from kitchen tables, couches, appliances. We're also really excited that our brand new store offers some scratch and dent brand new appliances, brand new mattresses, and other really great treasures that we'd love for everyone to come check out.
And could you tell me about any upcoming events or volunteer opportunities at Habitat for Humanity?
So I think the best way to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity is to actually come out and spend some time at our job site. We are currently building two duplexes in Sylt with four more duplexes, so we'll be building there through the end of the year. We have really patient construction staff that can help anyone, whether you have any skills or not, really come out and feel productive for a day. You'll likely get to meet the families who are also out there building, and it really is a nice spring opportunity.
And what's the best way to reach you. I guess you're the one who's going to be putting everybody together.
Absolutely. You can visit our website, of course, habitatroaringfork.org, or give me a call. I'm at 948-7207, and I would love to organize individuals to come help build, or it's also a really nice team-building opportunity for businesses and organizations to spend a day working alongside some great Habitat folks.
How do you feel that community radio could help your nonprofit serve in its mission?
The best part of community radio is the community. We live in the Roaring Fork Valley, which is a wonderful place because we support each other. And we are able to promote independent radio and independent stories. It gives people in the community like myself an opportunity to talk about what we're doing and how our organization has opportunities for volunteers to come help us. Community radio is the best way for our community to come together and support one another.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy French.
Thanks for having me.